What is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots podcast. Yeah, so let's get right into it. We got Braxton Amos for AJ Ferrari. You already know if you watch the title. The two consensus, one and two, I think at this point most people are viewing them as guys coming into 197 pounds next season for the NCAA. AJ Ferrari, Oklahoma State, returning national champ. One is a true freshman, has the potential to be five-time national champ. Braxton Amos, Olympic trials finalist, I think would probably be his most... Yeah, his biggest scholarship at this point fell short to D'Angelo Hancock. Pretty much as expected there, D'Angelo Hancock, you know, may just be a favorite for Olympic gold. So, you know, Amos also got four state titles for Parkersburg, Southwest Virginia. Never let up an offensive point in high school. Okay. Went 2-for-2 with juniors, one Greco, one freestyle, outscored his opponents 101-4. So, you know, I think you both know, you know, obviously if AJ Ferrari sees this video, I'm sorry. But, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that I think most people have Amos just because it's folk style. Freestyle, I think we could both agree that our edge will go to AJ Ferrari just based off pure athleticism. Maybe not, but I would personally give the edge to AJ Ferrari. Really
strong in freestyle.
Because I saw AJ Ferrari. Dude, AJ Ferrari was scrapping with Machiavello.
Yeah,
Machiavello's beating Moore. Granted, like, at this tournament, Colin Moore is a guy who peaks perfectly when he needs to, you know, except for Nash. I don't want to talk about it. But, like, Colin Moore is fucking good, man. Like, granted, he got steamrolled by Kyle Snyder, kind of, but he held him the 5-1 decision. Like, I don't think Jane Cox could take that for granted going into that match.
If you're going to get steamrolled by anyone, getting steamrolled by Kyle Snyder is kind of expected if you wrestle Kyle Snyder.
It's just Kyle's bigger. Like, Colin Moore isn't even a true 97, right? I don't think AJ Ferrari really is either. He can cut the 92 if he really wanted to. But even if
I think he's gone on record. So he wasn't really like a true 97 at Olympic trials just because
he was bitching about that. And I don't know how the fuck to feel. Like I get it. Like, shit happens. Like, I'm completely in favor of the fucking Honus exchange. Like, that should have 100% been four for him. And he should have won that match, right? And that may have made the difference between him wrestling back for third. Do I think it would have been? Do I think he could have beat Gadsden? Probably not. Look, the Machiavello exchange, obviously, I think Machiavello won that match. But he was so close to winning that. And that's something that can't be taken for granted. But Gadsden, I think, was just on a mission right there after falling early to Ty Walls. No, but, like, even if you do it, obviously our consensus number three is going to be Kyle Snyder than Jaden Cox and Colin Moore. At this point in time, I want to get into a whole debate about this. But let's get back to what we're talking about. Braxton Amos versus AJ Ferrari. Obviously, it will go neutral. If Ferrari can attack from space, it's going to benefit him, right?
Yes.
Amos is way more technically sound. I think we have to agree on that, obviously.
He's not nearly as strong.
Smart. Yeah, and that's something you rarely see with a guy that young. That's why.
He wrestles a very intelligent match every single time.
Yeah, he doesn't let his mind get in the way. You know, maybe that last match at Juniors when he got forward, but shit happens. But
my pick is Amos overall, but what does, like, give me a problem is I don't think he's going to be able to slide Ferrari by. And you see him going for that every single time there's a collar tie happening.
You know, like, the thing is, like, he's so aggressive with that. And if you watch the slide by, he threatens the, what's it called, the choke, pretty much like a fucking chokehold. And then when you throw him over, I don't know what to call that. Robbie Smith kind did of that a lot, too. Yeah, I don't want to say it, but what Hancock fucking did to him at the trials.
Yeah.
No, but, like, no. Oh, like, yeah. With a headlock ripped through, whatever. From that, it's kind of like a Merkel from the opposite side, if you were to put it.
That feels so nice to hit it.
Yeah. Parterre, the fuck am I talking about? Top bottom is obviously going to benefit Amos.
I think just
Ferrari. Can Amos get out from bottom?
Ferrari's hands don't ever hang out anywhere too long. So, I mean, that makes the slide by kind of difficult. Ferrari may be kind of a meathead, but he's still smart enough that he's not going to hang out where Amos is definitely going to maybe have the advantage.
You know, obviously, if it's a close match, I think any logical person will put their money on Amos. Granted, Ferrari did win a string of 3-2 matches with the rideouts, essentially.
So, yes.
I don't know how to feel about that, right? Like, look at who else is in the weight class. Like, could Miles Amin win 100%? Could Jacob Warner win 100%? Could Michael Beard win 100%?
After what Ferrari did to Amin, I'm skeptical.
It was a 3-2 match.
Yeah, but like
he, no, that's what I'm saying. Like granted, he handled him, right?
Handled him.
Look at what Michael Beard was a freshman and went to pretty much overtime with both of those guys. So if you see the growth, you know, obviously fucking Kale Sanderson, right? And what's another big one? Fucking Aaron Brooks, dude. If he goes 97.
You think he moves up?
He could. You know, they're obviously talking about having Dean come in. I know Michigan fans are bitching about this, but like if fucking Max Dean comes in, they could 100% do that.
It's very true.
You know, obviously you throw Griffith at 65, right? Because after I saw from Facundo, I don't know how you put Facundo over Marinelli, dude. I'm not rocking with that. After what happened,
there's just a weirdness about Facundo.
That's just you. I thought I hate Iowa more than anybody. You fucking put Alex Facundo over Alex Marinelli. I'm not rocking with that. We could talk about a lot of people over Alex Marinelli, but Alex Facundo
at NCAAs.
Sure. My money's. If Griffith goes to Penn State, you know, which may happen, money's still on him, obviously. But
so he'd be at 74, and then
yeah, nah, it's some weird shit. But damn, like even if we are doing this though, like you have to realize, like, dude, Ferrari's only gonna get bigger and stronger and faster.
Yeah,
like that. Like that's a bad motherfucker. Like no matter what way you put it.
Yes.
But, like, dude, it's like Amos is only going to fill out the weight class.
What do you mean only going to fill out the...
Like, Amos is small for 197.
I don't...
He's, like, 202 natural
really
weight.
He looks really big at 97 kilos right now. Because
he's lean. He's... No, dude, he's small. I remember this one event. He was, like, he was wrestling, like, 213 pounds, which is like, 97 kilos, but a little bit less, right? He only weighed in, like, 202.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's another one, dude? Michael Beard, dude. I think people are sleeping on him, for real. Like,
You're very big on Michael Beard.
Yeah. Dude, I saw him wrestle Nate Jackson. Like, granted, he lost 7-0, but you know who else lost by pretty much the same amount of points? Fucking Kyvan Gadson. Nate Jackson looked terrible at 86, to be completely honest. He looks much better at 92 or 97. Like, when Nate Jackson's not cutting, he's just as athletic as Jaden Cox.
Yeah, dude.
Also, that's like, the fucking thing I want to touch on. Jaden Cox's athleticism. Jaden Cox's athleticism is way fucking overhyped. Because I saw how good Gadsden was moving tonight. I was like, eh. Cox is just wrestling.
Athleticism and like motion need to be separated a little bit more. Sweat. Just because someone's got fucking really, sweat. Really good motion.
It's fucking sweat. That's pretty much why he beat David Taylor the last time. Let's be completely honest. Taylor was slipping around the fuck. No, except for that, but he was slipping around the fucking mat on his sweat. Like that shit was disgusting.
Do you want him to just not sweat?
Dude, like, I don't know. Like, it's fucking terrible. I'm thinking some guys sweat bad because I'd be watching fucking heavyweight matches. Like, damn. Even when back to the Nationals, I think we wanted to recap this a little bit, right? Tony Gassiope or Don Bradley? Is it an upset? Yes. Is it that big of an upset? Yes. Considering the fact that Don Bradley is like 32, 33 years old, he's just as old as Jordan Burroughs. Not really. I think we have to realize his prime is behind him. He's going to step down eventually. And then Cassiope got to the finals, got ass raped by Gwizdowski 12-0 in about a minute, 40 seconds. As expected, you know. Granted, this Gwiz is on a fucking mission. Gwiz knows that if Gable leaves after the Olympics, he probably has another year or two before Kirkfleet or Paris catch up. Either one of those two. Yep. You don't know that Dom, Tony Nelson are all stepping out, and there's just time for two more people to step in. Right? One of those is – I wanted to talk about it so much. Like, I know I'm going off topic here, but Cassiope can fucking compete with Mason Bears. Like, I don't want to make the excuse, but, like, if you get caught once, I can defend you. I can't defend you if you get fucking caught twice. Like, you got fucking pinned with pretty much the exact same move twice. I mean, one was a turk and one was a dump, like – if he stays out of that, he's the more dominant wrestler from neutral. With his, he can move around Mason Paris. Like Mason Paris is not physically stronger than Tony Cassiope.
Didn't Paris kind of handle him the last time they wrestled though? Wasn't it like a major?
No, last time they wrestled, he fucking pinned him in 54 seconds with a dump. He had him on his ass. Cassiope just sat there and he got like rolled over and some shit fucking happened. But again, Cassiope 10-0'd Greg Kirkfleet. Like that's something that's not talked about, right? Granted, Gwizdowski's probably the worst style matchup for him. A big dude who's like 270. taking calculated attacks and finishing perfectly and has the freestyle savviness to not expose on big moves. That type of dude's always going to beat the shit out of Tony Cassiope. Gable's probably not as that calculated, just more high-firing with his attacks. And Parrish is just a volume shooter. We've been over that, right? Yeah. Dom is obviously, you know, came down to the being Cassiope bigger than him. Let's be completely honest there. Kind of throwing him by on that one move. But that's essentially what it was. He won the match by being the bigger and stronger opponent. You know, obviously, I'm not saying it's a bad thing that he's bigger and stronger. That's just what it is. But that's essentially what helped him win that match right there. And after he got taken down, Dom was just like, kind of. I mean, I think he knows his end is near just in the sport, but he's just living it out, you know? Can't hit on that. Back to this. I have Braxton Amos. Who do you have?
It's tough because, like, now I'm realizing, like, even though, like, Amos, in terms of, like, the literal sense, like, wrestles.
The thing is, I have this match going overtime. I have this match that's extremely close. You know, obviously,
I
have to.
I think if it goes into overtime, Amos wins.
Practice partners.
If Ferrari.
Braxton Amos has Trent Hilger to practice with. Austin Harris. Austin Harris is pretty fucking good. Pin Zach Elam, beat Christian Lance. He's pretty fucking good. He got majored by Kirk Fleet, obviously, in the blood round, but he had a hell of a fucking tournament. He beat Stencil, too.
Yep.
You know, who, John Smith is obviously, you know, no offense, probably a better coach than Chris Bono. Not by much, though. Bono's a pretty fucking good coach himself. I don't know. It's like the fact that we know how hard it is to score on Braxton Amos. He just ended up doing some dumb shit and got caught with the YOLO move in that 1-4 sequence. And it's like, okay, can Ferrari win this match from neutral? We know how you know how many times he's been outsized by opponents. And he's just so smart and calculated with his attacks. And now we're starting to see his hand fighting be able to dominate there. If he can win the hand fight against AJ Ferrari, he dominates the living fuck out of him.
Yeah.
What's his name? Stephen Buchanan, too. Why is he so fucking slept on also? No. He's kind of old, too. I don't know. He lost to Beard in overtime. Beard kind of threw that tournament.
That's true.
Adams didn't play some. Dude, like, I don't know how to feel about Miles Amin because he was small for 97 and he did pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Warner with that. Everybody's sleeping on Eric Schultz. I'll say that, too. I know he didn't place, but he just kind of – tournament just went to shit for Nebraska. We all know that.
Yeah, it really did. They were having such a good year.
No, shit happens. Like, this is probably the best year for your tournament to go to shit, let's be honest. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my overall pick, I do have Braxton Amos winning 4-3 in tiebreakers.
I think Amos wins a 2-1 match. I think Ferrari is definitely capable of keeping it narrow because I know that.
I think it's all going to depend on where we see Ferrari next season because it's so hard to make that assumption because I said Ferrari wins kind of as a joke at that point too, right? Yep. It happened. You know, I think people hating him kind of helped him. He's achieved a level of not giving a fuck that made him a champ.
Yeah.
If he listened to what people said, he had Gable Steveson shitting on him at the beginning of the year. Telling him he would never do, he would never be it.
I think that just added fuel.
He's proved everybody wrong so far. I'm starting to lean towards Ferrari now. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it's hard to, I was about to say.
Greco Amos wins folk style. Amos wins a close one in freestyle. Ferrari wins one. There, I'll say it. That's what I'm leaving it. At 97 kilos. That's what I'll say. That's what the fuck I'll say. I give. Give Braxton Amos a year or two, that 97 kilo spot is his. That's bold on my part, but I'll stand on that.
A couple years?
2023, it says. That's his spot over Hancock. 2023, it's also Schultz's spot. If Kuhn medals, I think he wins 2022. If Kuhn doesn't medal, I think Kuhn, everybody knows that Kuhn is going to pass on the torch soon enough.
Yeah.
Because we all know how good Schultz is. Schultz is Olympic champ good when he gets to his prime. Especially with Lopez and Riza going to be out of there 2028. It's going to be his time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think Lopez wins four. Riza wins his. By the time it comes around, I think Schultz will have surpassed Semenov and Riza if he's still around. Because Riza's 31 now. If Riza wins one at 35, you know. But, yeah, I'm taking Amos with this match. I'm assuming you're doing the same. Yeah, I think we already said that.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. It's kind of late, guys. We just put out a quick one for you guys. But thank you guys for listening to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 80. And leave a like and subscribe if you enjoyed. I mean, trying to get to 1,000 followers. Follow me on Instagram if you're somehow here from YouTube. I don't know how you'd be with the shitty views we're getting. But, yeah, got about 20,000 followers there. Once we get to 1,000, get monetized, I'm gonna start doing more giveaways and stuff. We'll see what happens with that. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you guys again next time.
All right, peace.